Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm 爱新觉罗贝。The Space Lab Module 梦天 was launched this afternoon in Hainan Province. The country's space station will be complete when 梦天 docks with it. 张红 has more.
三、二、一，点火。
The Long March 5B-Y4 carrier rocket carrying 梦天 blasted off from the Wenchang spacecraft launch site at 3:37 p.m.
参见分离。
参见分离。
About 8 minutes later, 梦天 separated from the rocket and entered its preset orbit. The China manned space agency declared the launch a complete success.
整个火箭在起飞以后。
The rocket performed quite well after it blasted off. All the curves we saw were exactly as we expected.We wish all the best for the rest of 梦天's flight before it docks with the Tiangong tomorrow morning. The space station will be shaped like the letter T.
梦天 is the station's second lab module. It weighs more than 20 tons and will be used for microgravity scientific research. It's equipped with cabinets for fluids and materials. Astronauts will be able to do experiments in combustion science, basic physics, and aerospace technology.Several steps remain, though, before 梦天 docks with the space station.
After docking with the space station, the transposition process will begin. This is different from the Wentian lab module. Then, the 梦天's system will be connected to the space station, creating an environment for human activities. Our crew members will enter the 梦天 after all these steps are completed.
The space station has a crew of 3 astronauts who have been in orbit for more than 4 months.They have been preparing for the arrival of 梦天. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
The first shipment of imported refrigerated food products for exhibits at the 5th CIIE arrived at the National Exhibition and Convention Center this afternoon after disinfection and PCR testing. More than 2,000 boxes of food displays have already arrived at the warehouse in Qingpu District. Sun Wenjing has the story.
A truck carrying imported refrigerated food products for the 5th CIIE arrived at the warehouse in Qingpu District this afternoon. Market regulators scanned the QR codes on the packages to check their inspection and disinfection certificates, as well as proof of negative PCR test results. The exhibits were then subject to a check on handover lists before being brought into the CIIE venue by designated trucks.
We implemented handover lists for imported refrigerated food products for the 5th CIIE this time to ensure on-time delivery. They are transported by designated trucks, which will not stop or transfer cargo on the way, to prevent the cargo from possible infection.
Market regulators say they will strengthen patrols and inspections on imported refrigerated food products and their certificates at the CIIE venue from tomorrow.To ensure water safety during the CIIE, the city's major water supply companies have set up a working group. Xujing Water Treatment Plant in Qingpu is one of them. The plant has upgraded its water treatment techniques to make itself the first water plant to add liquid carbon dioxide to water to improve quality. The water plant has set up 6 teams to monitor and analyze key water quality indicators to ensure the safety of the water supplied to CIIE.
We have continuously optimized the operation of the water treatment system and monitor water quality indicators in an effort to improve the water quality and the taste of drinking water for residents.
The company has also built a water monitoring system at the National Exhibition and Convention Center. The system also provides real-time data for sewage treatment and flood control. Sun Wenjing, Shanghai Live.
Russia has suspended its participation in a landmark agreement that allowed grain exports from Ukraine, blaming drone attacks on Russian ships in Crimea. Li Shuan has a story.
The Russian Defense Ministry cited an alleged Ukrainian drone attack as the reason for suspending the grain shipments. The attack against ships of its Black Sea fleet moored off the coast of occupied Crimea occurred early on Saturday. Ukraine has denied the attack.The deal to unlock grain exports signed between Russia and Ukraine and brokered by Turkey and the United Nations in July is critical to easing the global food crisis caused by the conflict. The agreement was scheduled to be renewed next month. No grain ships were seen passing through Black Sea ports yesterday. However, the United Nations, Ukraine, and Turkey agreed yesterday to move 16 vessels for shipment under the Black Sea Grain Initiative today. The UN informed the Russian delegation ahead of the move. Russia and Ukraine are both major grain suppliers to the world. Data from the Food and Agriculture Organization of the UN shows that during the past 3 years, wheat exported from the two countries accounted for roughly 30% of the world's total. Analysts fear that the suspension of the initiative might again undo efforts to avert surging food prices around the world. According to Russian officials, Russia is ready to completely replace Ukrainian grain on the world market, and it is expected to export more than 50 million tons during this harvest season. Li Shuren, Shanghai Live.